This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Wednesday, October 7. Home away from home. Our reading comes from Genesis chapter 29. Then Jacob continued on his journey and came to the land of the eastern peoples. There he saw a well in the open country, with three flocks of sheep lying near it, because the flocks were watered from that well. The stone over the mouth of the well was large. When all the flocks were gathered there, the shepherds would roll the stone away from the well's mouth and water the sheep. Then they would return the stone to its place over the mouth of the well. Jacob asked the shepherds, "My brothers, where are you from?" "We're from Haran," they replied. He said to them, "Do you know Laban, Nahor's grandson?" "Yes, we know him," they answered. Then Jacob asked them, "Is he well?" "Yes, he is," they said. "And here comes his daughter, Rachel, with the sheep." "Look," he said, "the sun is still high. It's not time for the flocks to be gathered. Water the sheep and take them back to pasture." "We can't," they replied, "until all the flocks are gathered and the stone has been rolled away from the mouth of the well. Then we will water the sheep." While he was still talking with them, Rachel came with her father's sheep, for she was a shepherd. When Jacob saw Rachel, daughter of his uncle Laban, and Laban's sheep, he went over and rolled the stone away from the mouth of the well and watered his uncle's sheep. Then Jacob kissed Rachel and began to weep aloud. He had told Rachel that he was a relative of her father and a son of Rebekah, so she ran and told her father. As soon as Laban heard the news about Jacob, his sister's son, he hurried to meet him. He embraced him and kissed him, and brought him to his home. And there Jacob told him all these things. Then Laban said to him, "You are my own flesh and blood." When you've made a mess of your life, you need a safe place to land. After a long journey, Jacob, running for his life, arrives at the house of his uncle. These are his people, his mother's family. This, surely, should be a good place to begin rebuilding his life. The fact that God had guided him to this spot and Laban's warm welcome must have reassured Jacob. He would have a home away from home. Perhaps your people are a group of friends to whom God has led you. People who will stick with you through good times and hard times. Perhaps you've made a mess of your life, but God has led you to find reliable support in a recovery group or even in prison. Sometimes God graciously provides us safe places, as he does for Jacob, so that we can begin growing and rebuilding our lives. But the most important change God works in our lives is not in our circumstances or our location. It's in our hearts. God may sometimes grant a reprieve from the effects of our sin, but as Jacob will learn, God continues to pursue us until we rest in his grace alone. The only place to truly be at home is at the cross of Christ, where sins are forgiven and messed up lives are made new. Won't you flee to Jesus today? Pray with me. Holy Spirit, thank you for providing places of temporary refuge in the midst of our harried lives. Keep directing us toward the true rest that is in Christ alone. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.